With no funds flowing from state coffers, officials in the Chester Upland School District say they won't have enough money to make payroll. WHYY's Laura Benchoff reports.
Just 2 days after a Delaware County Court judge rejected a state-backed plan to address Chester Upland's budget deficit, school officials shared some more bad news.
Our superintendent, Gregory Shannon, read a letter from our receiver, Francis Barnes, that informed the teachers that there is no funds.
That's Chester Upland Teachers Union President Michelle Pollack. With no help from Pennsylvania and a $24 million deficit from last year, Chester Upland is stuck in a dire situation. So teachers like Pollack made a choice.
We arrived at the decision to continue working because we have to put our children first.
The 200-member union voted to keep working for as long as they individually are able, without pay. Even when a budget deal is struck and state funds begin flowing again, school district officials have testified that the financially distressed district will run out of money by the end of 2015. Spokesman for Governor Tom Wolf, Jeff Sheridan, says the state is working on a way to permanently put the district back in the black once there's a budget.
Right now, we are reviewing our options for further corrective action based on the judge's ruling earlier this week.
Schools across the state are drawing on fund balances or taking out loans while waiting for gridlock in Harrisburg to pass. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benchoff.